Bloomberg News reports that SoftBank is investing an additional $1.1 billion into WeWork, which operates a number of co-working spaces across the country. But WeWork has had a tough time during this pandemic. More people are working from home and memberships have declined. So what does the pandemic mean for co-working? Let's bring in Mike Regan. He's senior editor at Bloomberg News. Welcome back, Mike.
Oh, thanks, Tanya.
So SoftBank has already poured in a lot of money into WeWork. What do you make of this additional investment? What's the larger context?
Well, right, as you say, SoftBank had already invested more than $10 billion in WeWork, as my colleague Jillian Tan, who wrote the story you're talking about, has reported. And then the wheels kind of fell off the bus for WeWork. The goal had been to sell stock in the company to the public through an IPO last year. But as that deal got closer and closer to hitting Wall Street, the scrutiny on WeWork became very intense, and on the founder, Adam Neumann, and his relationships with the company. And that sort of forced them to cancel the IPO. And SoftBank has had to really write down the value of its investments. So this latest debt financing that it's giving WeWork actually relates back to another deal they had with WeWork, where that was sort of a two-part deal where they were going to buy about $3 billion worth of the company's stock, its equity, and also loan it more than $1 billion. But SoftBank backtracked on that, and a bit of a legal squabble ensued. So what has resulted is they are actually going to go through with this debt financing for WeWork, but not the equity investment they made. So they're still involved and clearly still want to try to recoup their losses in this company, but they're not as aggressive as they once were in financing it.
Okay, so this is about debt financing, but WeWork has seen its membership fall because of this pandemic. But I'm wondering if that's shifting. One of our colleagues now works from a co-working spot, and she said she's really grateful for it because she's not in her house. And there are other people who are feeling this way too, maybe some working parents who are trying to get out of the house. I mean, as companies continue remote work this fall, could we see co-working spaces get a boost?
Well, I think it's possible. WeWork itself has said they've actually seen some renewed interest from companies, big companies that are trying to be more flexible with their workspaces too. And as you said, anecdotally, maybe people working at home might want to take some office space somewhere. But it, again, if you look at the numbers, it's not yet enough to compensate for the lost business they've had because of the economic downturn. Their memberships are down 12% in the quarter. I do think what they could take advantage of is the fact that office real estate is not exactly a hot market right now. So they might be able to renegotiate some of their leases or renew some of their leases at better terms for them.
Yeah, we also saw this week REI, the outdoor retailer, trying to sell its custom-built headquarters in Bellevue, Washington. So this kind of speaks to what you're talking about. In the 30 seconds I have, what do you see for the future of these types of spaces?
Well, I think big companies are greatly rethinking how they think about real estate and probably are going to scale back on their office footprint. So there could be potentially an opportunity for the co-working spaces to take advantage of that.
Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Thanks as always.
Thank you.